Thank you. Yo, 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 yo. This is your man, DJ Kiefer, right here on the Grown and Sexy R&B Live, episode 8. I'm back. You know, the ladies took over. What you doing, man? The ladies took over the episode 7 last week. It was phenomenal. It was sexiness. I don't even know what happened in this damn studio. Only they know because they were here. And none of the guys were here. All the guys are back. We're back. I got my man Jay Boogie, Mr. Good Vibe. He's here. So anyway, without further, I can't do this song. I can't do the show without the queen. You know what I'm saying? She held it down last week. I can't do it without her. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Day Marie.
What up, guys? What is up? Hello, hello. Welcome to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. Welcome back, guys. Nice to see you.
I'm back.
You're back, bitch. You're back.
I'm back. Wait a minute. I just found out that you're changing your damn name.
Well, I'm going to go back to just my government name. And I talked about it in the last episode. And, I'm just going to be, Sade.
Sade.
Y'all can still call me Day Marie, though. I don't really care.
Okay, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sade.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, I'll go by anything right now. But I decided. I decided.
Open that door, girl.
I decided to go back to my government name. So.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna definitely help me a lot because I'm always calling you your real name during the show.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't call me by my government name, like, stop it, Keeper.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's best that we just keep it that way. But yeah, guys, what's been going on? Good vibes, what's up?
Yeah, what's up,
good vibes, what's up?
I forgot, I gotta turn the mic on.
Yeah. I know it's been a while for you, man.
Get in the flow of things.
You've been almost out of the country. Well, you was off these the states.
Yeah.
Where were you at, man?
I went to Hawaii. Cool. Got me a little tan.
Yeah. Damn. You look good. You got a nice glow.
How you get a tan for sure in the wintertime? That's crazy.
That's Hawaii for you. Yeah.
What? That is dope, man. So you went out there for family and stuff like this to visit?
Yeah.
Man, I saw you on your IG, man. You were working too. Boy, you was making money out there too?
I only took one gig.
Oh, okay.
It was like an after hours thing. It was like 2 in the morning and 4 in the morning. It was so hard to stay awake.
Oh my god,
because you're like on this time and that time. And
well, because of 2020, like, everything got canceled, right? 2021 came back, like, all the gigs that I've been picking up since then, they usually end before midnight.
Ah,
crazy. Yeah.
Okay,
so 2 a.m to 4 a.m that was like a bit of a struggle. But it was fun.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're back, man.
I'm glad you both are back. So how was Maryland, Kiefer? Like, how was the East Coast?
It was cool. I mean, I love the East Coast, man. East Coast vibe is where it's at.
Right.
So I love it, you know, and it was cool, man. 3 weeks was, you know, I was out there working.
Yeah.
Wasn't really working that hard, but working.
Working, you know, twerking.
I got a twerking. Nah. And I got a chance to see my best friend that I've known since I was like 19 years old. He was like my first roommate, my only roommate.
No way.
Yeah. So
wow.
Yeah, so me and him hung out, got a chance to meet his new wife, my man AJ, and his new wife, Sylvia. So yeah, man, just got a chance to spend time with them and, you know, did a little sightseeing because we had like a day after to kind of like do whatever. So it was kind of cool. But yeah, man, just, you know, it was good. I couldn't wait to get home.
Nice to see you guys. Welcome back. So we got, you know, a really great show. Happy holidays to everybody who's watching. I know Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So wow. What I want to ask you guys, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for, Good Vibe?
Should I life?
Yeah. Thankful for life?
Should I get real deep on y'all or?
I mean, real quick, just off the top of your head, like, what are you like?
I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad I can inspire and help others.
Yeah, thankful to be alive. Yeah. Thankful to yeah. I guess, you know, thankful for all the great friends, new connections. Yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah. Cool. Did really well business wise. You know, so it was a blessing.
Good.
After COVID, you know, I was kind of worried. So.
You got it on lock. Right?
You're almost there, girl. Almost
so there. I want to cheers to you guys. Cheers to everybody watching. Oh, he still needed it.
I,
I gotta, really quick.
I gotta. I'm going wine today.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to cognac because I want to kind of.
That looks really dark for some wine. Is that wine?
Yeah, it's wine.
Mmm. It looks like apple juice almost.
You have to smell check that.
Well, it looks so weird.
Smell check wine.
Well, cheers, you guys. Cheers to everybody watching. Cling, cling, cling. So, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And, yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for everybody being here. Blessed and not stressed, okay? So, we got a crazy show for you guys. We have an artist. Okay, cool. Yeah, we have an artist.
She's fashionably late right now, so she should be here soon. Her name is Armani, Las Vegas native. I'm not sure. We're gonna be asking her all these questions when she comes in. And what we got on? Good vibe. Just knocked my board. Always my little thing. Can you get that?
So, you want to touch base on some topics? Yeah, we're gonna get back in.
Yeah, I mean, are you ready, vibe? There for some music. You know, we'll wait until you're ready.
We can keep talking. We can keep it going.
So, the AMAs were just on this weekend.
Okay. How was
that? American Music Awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. I enjoyed watching it. You know, I was more interested in the R&B portion of the show.
Yeah. Any big wins?
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
And also, we lost another R&B singer this weekend, B. Smith. If you guys didn't know who B. Smith is, he had a top single, Let It Go. And then I think the latest one was Twerkaholic.
Damn.
Yeah. So we
rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace. We'll talk more about that when we get back. And then, I'm going to try, hopefully we could try to get these songs, but you know, music wise, we're kind of like scattering right now. So anyway, we're going to get into the mix, my man, good vibe. And then we'll get back and we'll talk about, what was the topic?
Oh, our topic is, I'm going to title it Double Stuffed. That's what I'm going to title it.
Double Stuffed?
Yeah, Double like Stuffed.
Stuffed.
Stuffed
with a T?
No, like Stuffed, like stuffed.
Oh, okay.
Like
stuffing,
like stuffing.
Like stuffing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. But it's mainly it's gonna be about BBLs, plastic surgery, you know, kind of stuff like that.
Okay, I like that.
Stuffing your meat, whatever. I don't know. But okay, guys, keep it locked. We'll be right back. This is a Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
It's Man Kiefer
and Sade.
Good vibe.
And good vibe. Tell me why,
is it so damn complicated for you, baby? You got something special, open up your eyes. I could tell you're too afraid to try, cause of all the lies you've heard from those guys.
But I won't do it to you, nah. Shawty, I could tell. Ooh-wee. Why you standing there all by yourself? Ooh-wee. Said I ain't tryna leave with no one else. So someone call the doctor, cause I need some help.
Tell me how.
I don't understand it, mama.
You ain't seen all that you got to offer. Tryna save you, just wanna be your only one.
Yeah, so let me break it down for you now.
Ooh, baby, I could be your one-way ticket. Could be what you're missing if you with it.
Shawty, I could tell.
Ooh-wee.
myself. Ooh-wee. Said I ain't tryna leave with no one else. So someone call the doctor, cause you need some help.
Ooh, baby, I could be your one-way ticket. Yeah, could be what you're missing if you're with it. Tell me where you wanna go.
Bust down, bring it back up, back up. All the fellas, stack your bands up, bands up. We ain't playing, no, we can't stop, won't stop. Bad girls, put your hands up, bust down, bring it back up, back up.
Everybody, put your glass up. We ain't playing, no, we can't stop, no.
Why are you playing these games when we both know that face and what it means? You've been playing hard to get, but I'll go hard to get with you in them jeans. I love how you make me feel so fire, I just can't chill. I wish you would keep it real with me. You know that I'm your type. Do anything, yes, I will. It's trust that I'm trying to build. I don't want you to catch the wrong idea from my vibe. I just can't let you go. Uh-oh. And if this ain't a love song, what is it? That's got me emotional. Staying on my left brain got me thinking insane thoughts about you. Whoa. Like when we hung out on Friday, took you home and still FaceTimed until 2.
I love how you make me feel so fire, I just can't choose. I wish you would keep it real with me. You know that I'm your type. Yes, I will. It's trust that I'm trying to build. I don't want you to catch the wrong idea from my vibe. I just can't let you go. Uh-oh. If this ain't a love song, what is it? That's got me emotional.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live with your man Kiefer.
And Sade. Sorry.
You can push your mic this way because the thing is right here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sounds way better.
Yeah.
I've been playing with it. I was like, it sounds really funky. I don't know what it is. Okay, got it.
Funky. Medina. All right, hey, we're back. So, hey, I just want to make sure you guys go to our website. Mm-hmm. We are streaming live on our website. Here it is on our phone or on my phone.
You can download the app.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I have our very first promo magazine that we're
in. I know, this is so dope.
So Miss Gigi Sweet, she is a well-known DJ in LA. She's been around for over 25, 30 years actually.
Damn.
She's used to be on KGLH. That's Stevie Wonder's radio station. Mm. So I did some work on there. So, you know, so we're on this page. So I'll show you where we at. So this is us right here. You're so silly, girl. So, yeah, so that's us right there. So, you guys, we will, you know, I think I'll go ahead and give these away, you know, whoever wants a copy of this. You know, we got hard copies here. But, you know, you got our QR code. You know what I'm saying? So this is pretty cool, man. She did this, I love the graphics on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
big shout outs to DJ Gigi Sweet. Say that shit 5 times.
I know. That's a tongue twister right there.
It is a tongue twister. But yeah, big shout outs to her, man. She's affiliated with iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? So the girl's been around. So big shout out. Known this woman for a long time. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Love her. Didn't mind paying money to be a part of her her promo package. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going around all of LA. Every time she drops, every time she does a gig, she gives away these promo packages.
Nice.
So, you know, so we get a chance.
We out there.
We're gonna be out there. So, but yeah. So I want to talk about the AMAs, American Music Awards. Mm-hmm. You know, these are. So if you get nominated, I mean, as an artist, your status just goes through the roof. Right. That's how you know, once you get nominated, you don't have to win. Just get nominated. Your worth is more. You can start charging more at these
gigs, events.
Mm-hmm. You know, these artists can make money now. You know, you can say nominated Grammy Award nominee, you know what I'm saying? That's huge.
That sounds good.
It's huge. So, you know, I didn't care really too much about all the other genres of music on there, because, you know, dang, my get down, they don't play reggae, so I don't listen to that shit for that. So the only time I listen to it is for R&B music,
right?
So guess who was on the R&B? They had the, and they changed the name. It used to be Best R&B Male Singer of the Year. Now they call it Favorite Male Artist, R&B Artist. So nominees were, or are, Giveon, The Weeknd, Lucky Day.
Oh, I like him.
Chris Breezy, okay. And did y'all see it? Who you think won?
Oh man,
who you wanted to win?
I mean, I want somebody new to win, so I would have either gone with like Lucky Day or
me too.
Or
I want a Lucky Day to win.
Yeah.
So
who was it? Chris
Brown won.
That's what I would have thought.
I said, damn, he won again.
I know.
White people know. All the white folks know Chris Brown.
Oh my god, Chris Brown! I love him.
Chris Brown. Who's Giveon?
Who is that? Or he would have been my second choice.
Giveon would be my second choice.
I know, yep. But I wasn't really new, but I get it. Like either The Weeknd or Chris Brown would have won for sure. You know,
and I didn't even see the female R&B. I didn't even see it.
Oh damn! Yeah.
Maybe I need to look over. I didn't even see who the favorite female R&B artist. Well, I didn't even see that, so I gotta look that over.
Some. Yeah, I didn't get to watch it, so, yeah,
so I watched the whole thing.
But good performances. Good stuff.
It's pretty
cool.
I mean, you
okay,
know,
cool.
You know me. I listen to the music and make sure the sound's right. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It was cool. I like it. It was good. And then also we had B. Smith. You know, I don't think you're able to pull up. You got any music of B. Smith? It's B. It's B. Point, and then how he spells Smith is S M Y T H. Let's see if a goodbye has it. But he passed away. He passed away last weekend.
He
was 30 years old, and his brother made the announcement on social media. Our brother Smith passed away from respiratory failure after a long battle with
pulmonary fibrosis.
Thank you,
pulmonary
fibrosis. So that's a respiratory. I didn't know that was a respiratory issue.
So
he passed away at 30. He was a young kid, and the songs that he had was Let Go. That song was jam. That was my jam back in the day.
Yeah.
And then he had the latest one was Twerk a lot. What? What did I say?
Twerkaholic.
Yeah. Thank you. Twerkaholic. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So we'll go and cue that up. We're gonna go and play Twerkaholic, and also we're gonna talk about BBLs, BBL, BBW.
Are we talking about the topic right now?
We can. You want to talk about the? Yeah. No. Let's go into the music.
Okay. We'll go into music. Come right back, guys. And we'll get into our topic, and it's gonna be fucking hilarious. But yeah, just stay tuned. Okay. This is Sade.
Kiefer.
Going sexy R&B live.
Hold up, girl. Just wind it slow. Hold up, girl. Just wind it slow. Hold up, girl, just wind it slow.
Hold up, girl.
She's a twerkaholic. She's a twerkaholic. She's a twerkaholic. She need me to get her started. My love is gonna get her faded. She said my love is so intoxicated. Baby,
you stay with me, I'll do this first. I'll be your designated driver, girl. I wanna take you home, straight to the bed, let's skip the pillow talk. I know that I deserve you. Baby, show me what that twerk do. Baby, show me what that twerk do. Show me how you work, you two. Hold up, girl, just wind it slow. I'ma take you where you try to go. She gon' need rehab for sure, cause everywhere that she go.
Hold up, let me clear my throat.
She's a twerkaholic. She's a twerkaholic. She's a twerkaholic. She need me to get her started. My love is gonna get her faded. She said my love is so intoxicated.
Shot it turned up to the max. All I wanna do is throw stacks. Baby, go ahead and look back. Go on and look back at it. Girl, you got it. Show them other girls that you know just what you are. Hold up, girl, just wind it slow. I'ma take you when you try to go. She gon' need rehab for sure. Cause everywhere that
hold up, let me clear my throat.
She's a twerkaholic.
That right.
She's a twerkaholic.
Oh yeah.
She's a twerkaholic. She need me to get her started.
Oh yeah.
My love is gonna, get her faded. She said my love is so intoxicated.
Here we are, all alone in this room. Oh, and girl, I know where to start and what we're gonna do. I'll take my time, we'll be all night, girl. So get ready, babe, I got plans for me and you. Whoa.
It ain't my first time, but baby girl, we can't pretend. Hey, this moment right real tonight
will never end.
Let me take you down, I really wanna take you down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, you can't hate Chris Brown. I mean, seriously.
No, you can't.
But I want somebody new. He's a vet.
Yeah, he's a vet. He's been, I mean, look, Chris Breezy has been around for many years. And he has, like, all the top hits.
Yeah, true.
All the top hits.
Yeah.
Big shouts to Tanya. She's watching us over.
Miss you, Tanya.
Yeah, she's in LA right now. And
love you.
Big shouts, girl. I see you, girl. You know, you texting.
Oh yeah.
Us.
Shout out to all the girls who were on the episode. So Tanya, Sar, her girl Stephanie, like everybody who came out.
It was sexy.
It was dope.
It was sexy.
And that was the lingerie episode.
Full takeover. It was no dudes up in here.
Nobody.
I wish I had like silent cameras. I could have seen some stuff.
They stayed over a little after the show, and oh my God, like we were eating sushi, we were talking shit. Oh, and our DJ Desire, I'm so sorry, girl.
DJ Desire
was our girl, our DJ that day. So
a female DJ, y'all just.
It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I don't like the way how y'all took over, man. I think us guys got to take over right now. We gotta take her.
I know she gave that face. She gave that face.
I don't know about that. speaking about topics, guys, let me ask you one thing: is too much of something a bad thing? Like too much of something?
I will never say no to too much money.
Okay, too much money is a good thing.
But what are we referring to?
We're talking about like BBLs, but like or plastic surgery. Like, you know, in light of holidays, I was thinking about what was a good topic to think, like, talk about.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking about a turkey, how you carve it, how you stuff it, like, just, you know. do all the, you know, just stuff like that. But I was thinking about people, the human body, how you want to alter it, how you want to make it bigger, better. And is a BBL too much for y'all?
Hell yeah. Hey, look, man, anything that looks too unnatural. Look, if you 5'2" and you got an ass that's like from here to Chicago, knowing damn well that God did not make that. Nah, that shit is ridiculous.
So would you date a girl who
I never have, never will.
What about boobs then? That's a different story.
I'm not a boob guy, so that meant, you know.
Have you dated?
Like the booty meets.
Yeah, natural, all natural.
All natural, gotta be natural.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like a lot of the girls are going out of control with this shit. This is too much.
Yeah, you know what? Matter of fact,
this is way too much.
If you're 5'2", you shouldn't be 5'2" in the back like that.
Okay, so how do y'all feel? Okay, I'm not trying to call this girl out, but everybody is envious of her and her booty, and it's Kim Kardashian, right? So how do y'all feel about her booty? You think it's too much or you think it's okay?
Kim Kardashian? She should have kept that shit like it was when she was messing around with Ray J. Mm. That back then she had a nice body.
And she got it altered. Yeah. Right? For sure.
No doubt. Yeah. Everything's...
That whole crew got it altered.
The whole damn family. Yeah. Matter of fact, the Kardashians need to stop fucking around with brothers. That's what I think they need to do.
Brothers need to stop fucking around with them. You ever think about that? You know these guys are only getting like airtime because they.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, but Tristan, shame on you, bro. Like, you are epitome of a scrub. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Like, you are just no good.
Not only that, you know, if you mess with anyone in that clan, because it is a clan.
Yeah, you gonna get fucked with, bro.
You get your whole career.
You're doomed.
It's over.
It's over.
Over.
Talk to Lamar. He'll tell you.
Shoot, Lamar.
I mean, Lamar. Who? What happened to him? Right?
Like, I think Ray J is the only one that survived.
Yeah, he did.
But he was the.
Because his sister helped him out with that. Like, if she was nobody.
Big shout out to Brandy. Love Brandy. I love Brandy.
Yeah, I love the old Brandy.
I like the new Brandy too.
I haven't heard from her in a minute, but okay. So, you guys ever date anybody who had some stuff done?
Yes. I've dated women that had breasts, and it was cool because I knew them when they didn't have any, and then I dated.
You knew them pre.
I and then posted. I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. Yeah,
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bit of nip tuck. Like, for the moms out there, you want to get like a mommy makeover. Like, do your thing, girl, but just make it look natural.
Yeah,
make it look natural.
Yeah, I you know what. The boobs is okay, as long as it's not overly exaggerated. Mm-hmm. Make it proportional to your body. If you're a petite girl, why would you get 34 D's or double D's? Much. Keep the shit natural.
So you know guys get stuff done, right?
Huh?
Like, I've seen, like, you guys remember the show True Life on MTV? They did, like, there was a guy who got, like, calf implants. He wanted his calves. He had chicken legs.
He couldn't get his shit...
He said he worked out.
Maybe it was genetically he couldn't do it, right?
Yeah, and he had chicken legs, and then he got calf implants. And then the pecs came in, and that's just
he got pecs too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he got pec implants.
He was probably like Captain American, all like, you know, like you know how Captain American before he became Captain American? Like that kid, who the hell was that kid? That kid was like...
So like, too much of a good thing is not good sometimes, huh?
No. And I'm sorry, ladies, that you feel that the BBLs are in.
They're not in anymore.
It's not.
It's a played deal now. Like, nobody, it's not cool anymore.
You know, you guess what? You know that had a BBL, but did she reverse it?
Who?
R&B singer.
I know who you're talking about.
What's her name? Jeez, what's her name? Kay Williams.
Oh yeah, and she had a show. She came out with a show where she talked to girls who had botched surgeries, mm-hmm. like got cement, you know, implanted or injected. I'm sorry, cement injected into their booty.
Cement.
Yeah, but you know, it was a big deal back in the day, and these girls would like go into somebody's like basement and do this shit. And I'm like, how in your right mind do you feel that that's like okay?
Wow.
Like
K-Michelle
and somebody else that was famous, and she had a show and she talks to these girls and their shit's, you know, it's terrible. It's completely botched. Mm. Like completely botched. And BBLs are the number one killer, like in surgeries. Like it's it can kill you.
It kills, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. Hey.
Yeah, so it's definitely a bad thing. I definitely.
That's how I felt. That's how definitely. I felt. But yeah, so I feel the same way. Go natural, keep it simple. Like, you know, for like double stuffed Oreos. You guys like double stuffed Oreos?
Not really.
It's too much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much.
No, we
too much of a good thing.
Too much. So
nobody needs all that stuff.
No. I like I say, keep it natural. Keep it, you know, let God give you what he gave you.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Right. You know? Really quick, guys, what is going to be your favorite dish for Thanksgiving tomorrow? Like, what is the favorite? What are you looking forward
stuffing,
to?
Stuffing.
Oh,
stuffing,
he loves stuffing.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat. Give me the whole bowl. By itself? Yes.
Do you like the stuffing in the turkey?
I'll eat it with the turkey, too.
I don't like when people do that.
Really? Like that either.
I think that's gross.
I don't like stuffing with celery in it.
Oh my God, goodbye.
Celery?
You feel my fucking pain. I hate that shit.
That's like people
that's
put
so
mac
gross.
Salad, like mac salad, they put celery in that too. I'm
oh,
like,
I know.
You don't need it. That's nasty.
And they put raisins celery in raisons. No. And I'm like, y'all, get the fuck out of here. Take your plate and get out of here because I ain't going to eat that shit.
Nah, you've been around too many white people that be
doing
that shit.
No, I've been to a lot of parties and you bring the stuffing with the fucking raisins and celery.
So
and
the white,
I'm like,
white girl bring that, right?
I don't know who brought that. Whoever it was, I was like, please get it out. Please leave.
Yeah, so I like all like stuffing, you know, the turkey.
Oh, turkey for sure.
Yeah.
Turkey or ham though?
Both.
You gotta pick one.
I was gonna be turkey.
Okay, I would pick turkey too.
I'll eat both at the same time.
Yeah. I know if you have both, but like if you could choose one, what would it be? Turkey or ham? I would go turkey.
It would go turkey, but I gotta have both.
Cause ham sometimes I don't know. Yeah, but both would be perfect.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we need.
Both
yeah,
would be perfect.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm hungry. Can we get some food? Can we order some food really quick?
Like, yeah, get some cabernaries. What's that? What's the
Capriotis?
Capriotis. I'll be fucking it up. Wow, so you know.
Cabernaries.
So so let's get into the music. What you got for us, Mr. Good Vibe?
Let's see. Snow Allegra.
Snow. Ooh. Yes, that's my girl.
All right,
this is your man Kiefer.
And Sade, let's go.
Growing Sexy R&B live.
Something about the way that you talk to me. Even when you're not all around, I feel you, boy. I feel you, boy. Tangled in your love and your energy. Perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you. Find someone like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you. Find someone like you. Baby, I want this to last forever. Baby, I want this. Can we make this last forever? Nothing's ever perfect, but you're perfect to me. Fuck being asleep, you're a dream, I need you. Though we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
Oh, where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going and killing me. She say I'm so terrible, but is it me? I love her from head to toe and in between. I know we do a lot of back and forth. I know we do a lot of fast and slow. You know I'm gon' contradict myself. I know you gon' ride and get like a pro. I know you got a lot of faith in me. I know you put a lot of things on hold. I hope you got a policy. I know you got a lot on hold. I had to tell you something before I go. I left a little something special in the envelope. I had to mail you something, tell me when it's at the door. And when you open it, I hope you get hysterical. I had to share it with somebody that I really trust. So when we celebrate, I'ma hit you up. I had to go and find a running mate who didn't rush. I hope you know it was imperative. She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going. They're killing me. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe and in between. I know we do a lot of back and forth. I know we do a lot of fast and slow. You know I'm gon' contradict myself. I know you gon' ride and get like a boat. I know you got a lot of faith in me. I know you put a lot of things on hold. I hope you got a policy. I know you got a lot on hold.
That you my motherfucking cinnamon apple. Know that when it come to loving you, I'm a natural. Know how much it hurt me, that's in the past though. When I'm all alone, better not be with that hoe. Oh, I had to deal with your sides and your pieces. I put two and two together in the sequence. I promise that I'm trying not to be on defense, but I'm reminded of it every time
she
you leave.
She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe and in between.
What's a bomb? Big on. What's a bomb?
Yeah.
What up, guys? Welcome back.
Wow. Man, you played one of my favorite independent artists, man, out of Seattle, Washington. OJ Marie.
OJ Marie.
Oh. Are you sure that's how you say it?
Wait, what did you say?
I'm like, OJ, and I look at go.
No, not OJ. Not OJ. Kidding, y'all crazy.
I was just making sure.
Okay, we know how you do.
We know how you do.
Nah. So, we got a special guest in the building. You ready?
Ready.
We got the R&B sensation. Miss Armani.
What up?
How you doing, girl? How you doing, girl?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Good.
Don't you love this? Don't you love the Vegas traffic?
No. I don't.
She said, I ain't feeling.
It's crazy right now.
Something I never get used to.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, are you originally from Vegas?
No, I'm from Cali. And you know what's funny? It's in my username. Cali X Armani, and a lot of people think my name is Cali. I'm like, no, I'm just from Cali, and my name is Armani.
So, gotcha.
Makes sense.
So we're in Cali.
Central Valley.
Central Valley. Oh, okay, in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Modesto.
No, a little more down. Fresno.
Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really, you know.
I heard a lot of bad things about Modesto. So you in Fresno, you Gucci. You good.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not Modesto.
Yeah, at least Modesto's bad.
It is. Bad, yeah, trust me. I knew a couple females up in there.
Like, oh my God.
Never again. How you been?
I've been okay. I'm kind of just like, you know, doing my thing, taking my mental health breaks, making sure I'm drinking my water, you know. Yes.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Gotta take care of the mind, body, and the soul.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this singing thing professionally?
Ooh, okay. So I've pretty much been singing my whole life, and I moved out here, kind of fell out of it. Professionally, I recorded my EP in 2021. And so that's really it. Professionally, I've been doing it for about a year and a half now.
Okay, because that explains a lot. Because I was trying to find, because you know I like to dig deep on finding information.
Yeah.
I'm the CIA up in this motherfucker.
You might find some old YouTube videos of me singing when I was like a baby, and that's so embarrassing. All my friends find it. Ugh,
well, they did better than me because I couldn't find nothing on you.
Yeah,
girl.
I know, that's kind of crazy.
That's okay, but you're starting off.
I am.
You know what I'm saying?
I am.
So and I have to say the music that I've heard are phenomenal.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have a wonderful voice, ladies and gentlemen. She will not be singing tonight because normally we have artists on. They do live performance.
Yeah,
downstairs in our groove lounge. So, but she did promise me that she will come back.
I'm coming back and I will definitely sing.
So we're going to try lock in a date like tonight. I'm going to give her some dates and I'm going to say, pick a date.
Yes, most definitely.
But you know, what was so wonderful that you did a duet with my good friend, Mr. Jerome Diller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shout out Jerome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was on the show and he was
there. I seen it. Yeah.
Did you see the video?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So you see how we get down.
I see. Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, that's my good guy. I love that guy. He's really good.
Oh yeah. Dope vibes. He's an amazing person.
Very, very talented. So that's good that you guys came together with that.
Yeah.
And the song is amazing. It's called, it's called Essentials.
Yeah. Essential.
Yeah. We might be able to play that with Mr. Good Vibe, we'll see. But
please, I love it. I love the song.
And we also got some. You said you got some unreleased music.
Yeah, I have a song that I'm actually supposed to be releasing the beginning of next year. I've been sitting on it for a minute, but it plays in my head all the time, and it's more upbeat. I'm more of like a slow R&B singer.
Yeah.
But my hype songs, I do like listening to them more.
Okay, so this is like your first hype kind of track?
Kind of. It's still a love song, but it's just like, it's good vibes and you know, yeah, it is more upbeat.
I love it.
So yeah.
All about the good vibes.
He's gonna play Essentials.
Okay, cool.
Play Essentials. So that song, yeah, we'll play Essentials because that right there, I think that kind of put you on the map to me. Because Jerome is starting to get really hot out here.
He is, yeah. And definitely.
So for you guys to do the video and whatnot, I thought was perfect mm-hmm. timing.
I
so
love that song.
Yeah.
I really
so we're gonna go ahead and play. We're gonna go ahead and play Essential. Oh my God! Can you help me?
Essentials.
Essential. Yeah.
Essential.
Yeah.
Okay. featuring Jerome Diller and Miss Armani. Ooh. Right here on the Growing Sexy R&B with your man Kiefer.
Sade.
All right. Yeah.
You a canvas. Picture perfect image, you do damage. Yeah. When we together, you enhancing. Yeah. Girl, you know they can't stand us now. Cause we riding, we rolling. Trying to find some things we can get into, yeah. Girl, you make it easy and so simple. Girl, I need your love, it's so essential. We riding, we rolling, yeah. Trying to find some things we can get into, yeah. Girl, you make it easy and so simple. Girl, I need your love, it's so essential.
I wanna stay like this. Notice you play like this. Got you double backing, yeah, I like that. Boy, you right back. Yeah, let's just keep it going on the right track. Maybe you could really get behind that. Oh, you've been on my mind. You really got me switching on my mood. We could talk about it, then I lose my attitude. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. They can't break the love that we have. No one else, I think I like that. Boy, stop playing, just get behind that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're riding, we're rolling. The rain when it's pouring. You got me, you showed it.
We're riding, we're rolling. Trying to find some things we can get into, yeah. Girl, you make it easy and so simple. Girl, I need your love, it's so essential. We riding, we rolling, yeah. Trying to find some things we can get into, yeah. Girl, you make it easy and so simple. Girl, I need your love, it's so essential. We riding, we rolling, yeah.
Yeah, that song is fire. That song is fire. That song is fire. I love that song. I mean, okay, so give me the process on what made you guys come together. What was the reason? You know, the whole.
So we have a good friend. His name is Alex. He's dope as hell. He definitely puts a lot of Vegas artists on to opportunity. Shout out to him.
Okay.
He was just like, hey, I met up with him at UNLV. I think we were just talking. And he was like, hey, I have this beat. I think you and Jerome should hop on. And I'm like, okay, let me hear it. And I heard it. I was like, okay, yeah, it's nice. It's a good beat. And then we went to the studio. Jerome already had the chorus, the hook done, of course.
You know how he does it.
Got to be prepared. Yeah. I already had half of my verse done too.
Awesome.
And we went in and I heard it. I was like, I was hearing how he was going into it. So I wanted to change it. I didn't tell no one that though. I changed my entire verse in like 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious. I pretended like I was writing it on the scene. And I really was. I was so like, oh my God, I better not fuck this up.
That's dope.
Can I cuss?
Yes.
Okay, I was making sure. I was like, I better not fuck this up. And I just start, you know, hearing things in my head. And we recorded a little bit of my verse like that day. And it sounded fire. I was like, okay, it's a good song.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the process.
Wow. It's dope. Yeah. And so you put out this EP now.
Mm-hmm.
And is there already any other new music you're going to be coming out with?
Yeah. I have a song called Love With You. I'm actually shooting a video with one of my good friends. Hopefully next month, if everything goes as planned, I'm gonna do like a big party for it and everything, because I wanted to have, you guys know that Beyonce song, We Like to Party?
Yeah.
I like that kind of vibe, you know? Yeah, okay. I like a lot of people involved, so more people could share it. So I want it to be something like that, especially since it's like an upbeat tempo type of song. So hopefully if all goes well, yeah, that's the next song I plan on releasing.
Right.
And I just want to do singles leading up to another EP, probably.
Okay, because and any album maybe in the future?
In the future, I do want to gain more of an audience before I do an album. I feel like albums are so much work.
It is.
EPs are, it took me forever. I was overthinking that EP, the first one I released. I was like, what if no one likes it? Like, and it just, surprisingly, everyone liked it. Yeah. And it just put me in a position to where artists who have been working really hard were already, it took them a long time to get to there. And it was like people heard my music and I went, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now I'm working with like all these R&B artists that are local. Nice.
Wow, that's dope. Mm-hmm. So you are giving us an exclusive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So tell me the process behind the song and who's the producer, and of course you wrote it, right?
I did write. I write all my music.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So I kid you not, I was sitting next to him. I kid you not. I was just sitting on the side of the bed And I go on YouTube, I look up beats all the time. So I just hear this beat and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love the way it sounds. And I wrote it in like 10 minutes and wow. I had a studio session the next day. So I usually like to rehearse up to my studio session. So I was like hoping to God it came out the right way, and it came out perfect when I went to the studio. Shout out to Dawson. He's actually the one who recorded and mixed it for me. It's not mastered yet, but it is mixed.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. All right. So let's go and do the introduction to this new unreleased song.
Yeah. It's Love With You by me. Coming soon.
Give me a clap on that.
Yeah. Oh, we had technical difficulties
before we started. But that song is fire.
Thank you.
No. Fuck that. That shit is fire.
Thank you.
when are you releasing that?
Hopefully February next year.
Okay, so we
got, because I want to get Christmas out the way.
Yeah, and then January is always crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so if y'all heard that song, do not freaking rip it or copy it or anything, because you know she has to ask Cap that shit first.
Yeah, for real. I will find you.
She can come back and perform for the Valentine's show.
Oh, you guys do a Valentine's show?
We will. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we are.
I do have an artist, but I would love for you to come. We're gonna do. Let's do all artists that whole Valentine's.
What do you mean, like that whole week?
No, just that one show.
Oh, that one show.
Would you come back? It's February 8th.
Yeah, of course.
Don't play with me.
I'm so serious. I keep my word.
Oh my god! Yeah. So guess who I'm having on that show?
Who?
So he's an old school artist. Okay. Remember the group called Troop?
No.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Man, you gotta tell her who Troop is. You don't know who Troop is?
They're young.
I know. I know she's a baby.
Yeah.
Well, we have one of the members. His name is John John. He's used to be with the group. This is a platinum. Look up Troop when you get home tonight. Mm-hmm. They're a platinum artist in the 90s, early 90s. Yeah. Like, Mamacita.
I don't know. They're not up there. They're usually up
there. I usually have their vinyls right here. Anyway, so he's coming because he's on a solo career. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be performing. So I think that would be great for new with and old school.
Okay, I'm down for whatever. Yeah. I'll be here.
All right, so you guys got that. She said February 8th, she's coming back. Yes. Armani is coming back on February 8th.
I am.
Yes, and maybe you could perform that song live.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that'll be fire.
That'll be fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like you have to understand, when it comes to live performances, people, when you have live performances, there's a different element when it comes to live performances. You know, even from a two-track, from a vocals, it's just way better.
It is, yeah. You know, I agree.
So, you know, so we're gonna get that. That's gonna be extremely thank you. so you're gonna come out with some more EPs, you know, some more songs, mm-hmm. tracking that. What about performing live? Because we were just talking about maybe getting you on Tuesday Blend.
Live, it's so crazy because I feel like out of nowhere, somebody will text me like, hey, do you want to perform here? And I kind of just jump at any opportunity that I think is worth it, you know? Like, at first, you know how you'll go for the, like, lowball stuff just because you want to get your name out there. And now it's like people will give me shows. And I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll go to a show. I'll do the show. But it just has to be a good show.
It has to be a good show,
and it has
to
have a good turnout. I like high-energy performances. And
yeah.
Tuesday Blend is good. I already know. I see it on Instagram all the time. Yeah, I would love to.
And they have a phenomenal venue. Phenomenal. Really? I'm talking about sound quality is... I'm hard on that shit. So
me too.
They got this shit together.
Oh, bet. I have to come there.
You gotta come in.
Yeah, definitely.
If they can make the whack artist sound good.
No, Kifa will let you know. Artist. No, like he's so keen on sound.
I'm a front of house engineer. Yeah. That's my trade.
You're
I'm the guy that makes sure you sound like flawless.
And if you have an ear, you have an ear.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, I feel you.
Yeah, so yeah, they have a great venue. So yeah, you need to chop it up with a good vibe because he has the connects. Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm down for whatever. Cool. I'm still trying to get my name out there. So
yeah. And
you gotta do the last Friday too.
Huh?
You ever heard of Last Friday?
I've heard of Last Friday.
So
yeah.
The homie Philip Wolf, there was this thing. I don't think it's just him. It's like him and he has a few partners. Yep. It's along the lines of like promoting independent artists.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Feels so cool.
I think it's every last Friday.
It's called
every
last Friday.
I think so.
Oh, wow. You know, because
there's first Friday and then there's last Friday.
This connect is very, very prominent, especially in Vegas, because they do a lot of the live R&B stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do hip hop as well, but I like the way they do the R&B stuff. It's really, really, you know, it's really, really crucial for your career. So I think
exactly
for them to get in that situation, it'd be great. Because Jerome, I think Jerome was on there, right? Jerome?
Yeah, Jerome
was on there.
Who else have we had from... was it Jerome and
Dimples? Tana Marie? She didn't.
Oh, I don't know about Tana, but she's all in the arts district music scene in downtown. So for sure,
okay.
I'm sure she's been in there. So
let's play another song from your EP.
Yep.
Yes.
So do you have a song that in particular, or do we already have one?
Everyone likes. Oh no!
What's that song?
Nope. Don't play that song. I don't know. I feel like every artist has that one song that they hate, and that's one. I hate that song.
Ooh.
Okay, we won't play.
I'm so sorry. I just can't. It's a baby track to me.
It's a baby.
You know,
really?
Because it's one of my first songs I recorded. So I'm like, I have better lyricism now. So it's like hearing that.
That makes sense though.
Grown shit.
But yeah. I do like State of Mind or Patience. Patience is everyone's favorite.
Patience is my favorite.
Yeah.
I rock that song every time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, so yeah. Patience.
Yeah.
You gonna play Patience right here.
Play Patience.
Miss Armani right here on the Growing Sexy R&B.
Live. Let's go.
When you take me down, breathe me in and breathe me out. It's so astounding. You arouse me, lose my mind when you're around me, babe. Sending chills down my spine every time. Why don't you let it in with patience? I like it nice and slow. Please don't keep me waiting. Oh, yeah. I want you really bad. Best time you'll ever have. Take your time, not too fast.
yeah. Baby, it don't take too much to please me. You're the only one who knows my body, yeah. I want you really bad, best time you'll ever have. Take your time, not too fast, put it in with patience. Yeah, you know you're the best, you can get it. Put my ass to the test when you with it. Tell me how good it feels, need to hear it. Give me the motivation I've been missing. Swallow up your pride, cause it's me and you tonight. Baby, I'ma get you right, I'm just here to satisfy you. I don't like to talk too much, I'd rather show than tell. If you ain't figured that out yet, you might as well. Secrets in a bedroom, everything stays between us two. But there's one thing I need from you. The more you know, we need it now. In and out, in nice and slow. Please don't keep me waiting. Oh, yeah. I want you really bad. Best time you'll ever have. Take your time, not too fast. Yeah. Baby, it don't take too much to please me. You're the only one who knows my body. Yeah. I want you really bad. Best time you'll ever have.
Yeah, downtown is where it's at.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What up?
What up, what up, what up? That is one of my favorite songs.
That's
okay.
One of my favorite
songs. That's my
now.
Favorite song. Okay,
yeah.
don't get it twisted. Okay?
Essential in this is,
okay.
is a good one.
Armani,
I
you
like
killed it.
It
on that. That, yeah. that song is dope. And that's produced by who?
The beat?
Yeah,
or just...
yeah, the production. Or who produced the song?
Pretty much Dawson. Yeah.
Dawson,
I go,
okay.
I go to him for everything. I like, ever since I recorded this song with him, I was like, yeah.
Is that
for lifers?
Is Dawson gonna be your like your main go to producer now?
Definitely.
Okay,
he's just sick with him. Yeah, why?
And you know who else produces?
Grammys and stuff.
He has,
too, right?
Yes,
but yeah. Jerome produces too.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
He's good. And he engineers. He's really good.
Yep.
I recently recorded a song with him and it came out really good. Like, he's on his shit.
Yeah.
So, but I go to him too.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay, okay. So you're a smart woman.
Yeah.
She's going where the shit is hot.
I have an ear, and if one thing I don't hear right, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm off of you.
Good.
And
no.
I could hear one mess up. Maybe that, I don't know. That's just a Gemini in me or something. I don't know.
Well, no, I think that you care about your craft.
I do.
Okay,
should,
as
yeah.
much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
and sometimes it's too much that I do because I will rub people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to because this is your livelihood and it's your baby.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, so.
I'm just not going to throw out anything. Like people, I never understood artists who could put out a song every week. How do they do that? Like, cuddles do, but like, I don't know. I feel like I put so much pride into when I write, I have to really listen to it over and over and over again, get feedback before I really can show the public one of my songs.
Yeah.
It takes a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
yeah
so you, and you are, I heard you earlier, you say you keep songs on the shelf sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. We especially if you're hot. If you hot, don't do
there.
That. We as R&B lovers, we want to hear more great music.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
I'm
yeah,
working
just
on
put it.
It
I'm
out
I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna talk to homie right here and say, make sure she puts this out, please.
Yeah,
okay.
I overthink a lot.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of anxiety. So when I do record songs, I won't like them. And then I'll hear, oh, what? That sounds so good. Like when I recorded Patience, I said, I had a bad studio day. And I sent it to him. He was like, it doesn't sound like you had a bad studio day.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, I overthink a lot.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
my worst
That's
critic.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah, we
normal.
Are. Because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But keep doing what you're doing because the formula is working for you, girl.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. And I'm glad that we got you on now because I know it's going to be expensive later.
Because
you're going to blow
Kiefer,
up.
We didn't get a headshot.
Oh, snap.
We need to put it on the wall.
So we have our artists. These are all the
Jerome's
independent artists.
There.
So
yeah.
Jerome's
nice.
Up there. So, no. That means she has, I mean, when she comes back.
Tana.
You're going to have to come back.
Okay.
We're going to put you on the wall. You know, we want you to autograph, you know, because this.
The wall of fame.
The wall of fame.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah. So, you know, so.
Thanks.
You know, so we get you on. So, but,
nice.
But, what other song that can we play State of Mind.
Yeah. So, that's my song.
So tell me about this song, The Process.
Ooh, I was mad. No, I wasn't mad. I was she was angry. I wasn't really mad. It was just more so I felt like I was feeling a little feisty. And, you know, I'm just hear this beat and I'm like just thinking to myself, people will do something, will claim they care about you and do something that could really hurt you. And you have to sit back and observe and be like, I still care about this person. I want to move forward with this person. But it's hard. Mm. I don't fucking get your state of mind. Where was your state of mind when you did this shit to me? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, I'm not comprehending what your state of mind.
That is dope. Boy, I tell you, artists, y'all are amazing. Y'all flip shit around and talk about real life situations.
It's therapy. It's literally therapy. It's like I'm human. I'm going through things just like everybody else. And yeah, I'm butt hurt. And what's a better way than to do it than, you know, do my art?
Do your art. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So go ahead and introduce the song. State of Mind.
State of Mind.
Mind right here. This is your man Kiefer.
And Sade. Let's go.
Growing Sexy. I need like a little banger alert, like banger alert, banger alert, banger alert, banger alert.
We need to add that to the.
Yeah, we're gonna add that to the queue.
I love you guys' energy.
I'll just leave it on so you can hear my excitement.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited because I can honestly say with no stuttering, you are the next thing here.
Oh my gosh,
you're hot. You're
high right now.
No, because we were talking about Brandy. You got that Brandy feel. You know the way you write.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's phenomenal. So
I always say I was like not necessarily born in the wrong generation, because I feel like music like the 90s and 80s needs to come back a little bit, especially in R&B. Everything's so fast, and you know, TikTok's just giving people short attention spans. We need the music to make you feel good again.
Yeah.
And Brandy, Whitney Houston, you know, Beyonce, she's still an icon. That's queen right there. But you know, just all these older women who have done it already, set the stone. We don't get music like that no more. And I feel like artists need to bring it back.
So quick question. Who's in your who's in your iPad right now or on your Spotify right now?
Who
are you bumping right now besides yourself?
Oh my God, I was just gonna say me. But I am a big Kehlani fan. I will say this at any interview I go to. I love Kehlani.
She dope.
I love the Broadway voice of Ariana Grande, because okay. I kind of, we have similarities. And who else? SZA, my girl SZA, I can't forget her.
She's coming out with some new stuff.
I know, yeah. I'm so excited.
We put shirt. Have you heard her?
Oh yeah, I like shirt. Yeah. I like shirt. Yeah.
Me too.
Hold on, let me actually
look on Spotify.
Sorry. You know who I actually been getting into, and I feel like who's underrated? Mariah the Scientist and Summer Walker. Not Summer Walker is underrated, but Mariah the Scientist. I like Mariah the Scientist.
Mariah the Scientist.
Yeah.
Wait. Who's that?
She's a R&B. Yeah, see, look, y'all don't know her. Yeah. She's a singer.
Can you type that in?
My favorite song by her is Beetlejuice. I think she's dope. She has good energy. She's a lyricist, and okay. I listen to words when I listen to music.
Yeah, me too.
So I really like her lyricism.
Wow. So, yeah. Mariah the Scientist.
Yes. Yeah. She's really good.
I have never heard of her.
Yeah, I've been on her for like, you know, about 2 months now. I'm kind of late to the party, but
whatever. Hey, well, okay. Shit, I'm real late.
We don't even know who she is.
She's really blowing up. You just schooled me. And Brent Faiyaz.
So wait a minute. So are you going? Okay, I'll tell you now because this is supposed to be a secret.
Wait a minute.
So are you going to Jerome's thing on the 17th? He's opening up. He's opening up for A-list artists.
December 17th?
December 17th. That's my birthday.
Supposed to be opening up for someone on December 17th, and I'm still waiting for the info. So I hope it's the same.
Shut the freaking door.
Jerome would let you know. You know, yeah. Like he'd be like, let's go. You know,
no, seriously. But I'm still waiting for the information on that because my friend just asked me. He was just like, hey, do you want to open up for an artist on the 17th of December? And I'm, wait, is it the 17th or the 11th? I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. I'm not sure. But. Yeah, he is opening up for A-list artists.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Here. Yeah. Because I already bought tickets for us.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm excited.
And
I don't know what it was about.
Oh no! His name is Arnie Ray.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I don't think it's that one, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Arnie Ray is dope.
Arnie Ray, he is dope.
He's dope. He's super dope. So we're going to that.
Okay.
On my birthday, so we're going that, and we might give away some tickets too.
Nice.
Oh,
that'll be fun.
So,
yeah.
So on the show.
So you're a Sagittarius.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So I'm.
I always have to ask.
It's my month. Okay.
Y'all. Oh, it's Sag season.
Sag season.
Oh, all right.
God dang.
Shout out to all the Sags.
Okay.
It's Scorpio season.
Scorpio's past, man. It's gone. J Boogie.
Jay, you're a Sag or what?
He's a Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio. Yeah,
Scorpio season all year long.
No.
I don't know. Y'all are a little, you know. Well, I can't talk.
Say it.
I can't talk.
Oh, because you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Y'all can't. Is she crazy? She crazy, right? 30% crazy? 30%. Yeah. That means that's cool because that's all I go. 30% and then higher than 30%. I don't mess with
it. It really just depends. Yeah. As long as you don't disrespect me, I'm okay.
That could be anything. I could probably just walk the left and you're like, that disrespect me. And you just, not you.
Okay.
I'm not saying
that. No, you got me there. You got me.
Right? I just made a left-hand turn. You getting all wild. Anyway.
You got me.
Let's talk about the next song. What you got next there, Good Vibe?
Should I play one more verse?
Yeah.
Daydreaming?
Can we play that? She's not feeling that one, though?
She's not feeling
another
that
one. Another one.
Okay.
If not, I can go to Mariah the Scientist.
You got that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I like Mariah.
All right.
Okay.
What's the name of this song?
This one's Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is good.
Oh, see, thank you, boy.
I'm trying to put y'all on.
Put me on, please, because we slagging, okay?
She's good.
Okay.
Growing to sexy right here. Okay, good job, Vibe. Right. Good. This your man, Kiefer.
And Sade.
Sade. And Miss Arnie, okay.
It's on his song. It's probably on. Yeah. He has so much music on.
Bittersweet Beetlejuice. Better me, how sweet of you to ask if I'd be your muse and go and pay me blue. You turn my one of one to a one of two on Jamaica Avenue, getting it tattooed. Cause you make me feel what no other man could do. Lust and desire, you lure me. me to the flame, then you're fire. You call me Miss Mariah, then say with your last name, it might sound a little nicer. Ooh, he got game, sister, and he always wanna play sister. It seems so strange that I love him, he gon' drive me insane. You gon' be the one to take me to my grave, mister, cause you'll lie to my face. And then you'll say that even Jesus forgave. Then we'll drive to your place, and you'll make love to me while we're listening to Blonde by Frank. Put on that Godspeed like you a godsend, and I'll bask in every single moment. Then you'll take me to the peak of your mountain, and then you'll tell me to drink from your fountain. But it's just bittersweet, Beetlejuice. Silly me, how weak of you to do me wrong and to your amusement. I'll buy your excuses. You know my daddy said, don't you play the fool. You better cut it short, cause he gon' cut it loose, girl. Only a fool would hold a grudge over old news. But the last time I see your face was in Atlanta, and I knew that she had took my place. Because you vanished, you distant like you left me on an isolated planet. I'd rather die than be abandoned by you, cause you know I didn't love you for the money. Only your sugar and my honey, cause it was so sweet. But if you never even loved me, then my heart would never skip a beat. When you lie to my face, and then you'll say that even Jesus forgave, then we'll drive to your place, and you'll make love to me while we're listening to Blonde by Frank. Put on that Godspeed like you a godsend, and I'll bask in every single moment. Then you'll take me to the peak of your mountain, and then you'll tell me to drink from your fountain. But it's just bittersweet, Beetlejuice. Bitter me, how sweet of you to ask if I'd be your muse and go and paint me blue.
Okay, okay. All right.
She put us on.
She put us on.
Mariah.
First artist to hit the Grown and Sexy Studios. First artist to put us on some music.
Yeah, seriously.
Love that. I love
that. No one has.
You're the first. You're the first.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
So put some new on. Shit.
Some new shit. Yeah.
Definitely.
I appreciate you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's we got your tag. So where can they find you, Ms. Armani?
You could find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everything.
It's Cali.
It's Cali X Armani.
Cali X.
Okay. I use the same thing with the C. Cali with a C. X. But
she's not. She's not from Cali. Just so y'all know.
No,
I am from Cali.
Oh, you are from Cali. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's not her name. I'm so sorry. Yeah. That's what you said.
It's okay. Yeah. I was like, I rep Cali, but it's not my name. It's just my username.
Username.
I like it.
Got it.
Well, we appreciate you so much for coming by.
No, thank you for inviting me. I loved it.
The Valentine's special.
Yeah. I will.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
And I owe you guys a performance anyway.
Yes. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming by. This is our show. You know, we're going to go and close it after this, you know, because what other better way to close it after a great artist like Ms. Armani? So,
yes.
So, and thank you for giving us that exclusive.
I know.
Of course.
So
appreciate it.
Yeah, that should come out, like I said, next year, hopefully, if all goes right. I love that song.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let us know when you shoot any videos.
Yeah. And you guys could come, please.
Oh, hell yeah.
And bring people.
You're
yes.
Just blow my IG up.
I got you.
Let me know.
I'll
be there.
I'm going to text you. You have to keep your promise. You said you would come.
See, now if you do that, that's really going
to
make me
come. You have to come.
And we love that's when you bring people. Like, if you're going to perform, like, we want to fill the downstairs up. We call it the groove lounge. So it's like, we want, you got people you want to bring.
I feel like I work so much better alone. Like, if it was just like, you know, me down there, I could really get into my groove. Unless, if I perform, that's different. I want a whole bunch of people there because I put on a performance, but when I'm just want it sensual and I'm singing, I really like being by myself. I enjoy my own company.
Because
if my mom's there, she's gonna be like looking at me like, you better not hit that note wrong. She's like literally like a Matthew Knowles. My mom is such a momager. It's
she's
ridiculous.
A
yeah,
but I love it because she keeps me on my P's and Q's.
Well, she cannot come to this. No, I'm
right there.
I'm just playing, my mom. I'm just playing.
That's
bullshit.
Right.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Jerome's dad was here too. His daddy.
Oh,
daddy
I know. He's just. He'll just sit there.
Daddy, Jer. You know.
He's so like. Yep. On it too. The same way. Everywhere. My mom's the same way. She goes with me everywhere. She's like, you have to. Just make sure you're on your P's and Q's.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah.
Shout out
definitely.
To mom.
Love my mom.
Family is important.
Family is so important.
Good. Keep that right, once guys. You start blow up, okay?
Of course. Can't forget it.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you for having
watching
me.
Everything.
Good vibe.
This is our show. We are closing done. It. Yeah. When are we coming back again, Keeper?
We are coming back.
I don't know if we're coming
December,
back.
December.
Is it the following Tuesday?
Yeah, hold on a second. I think so. It would be the 7th.
Okay, got it.
So we have some very, very prominent speakers coming in. Male entrepreneurs.
Oh, that's business what I'd like owners, to see.
Yes,
I'll definitely be tuning in.
Yeah, yes, please. You know, black business owners that are doing really big things here in Vegas. You know how we do it.
Yeah, you know how we do it.
We advocate.
Yeah, we like to shine the spotlight on those, you know, who don't get enough, you know, props for their shit.
Exactly.
You know, minority owned businesses, entrepreneurs,
yes,
locals. That's what we want to support. Artists, yep, everything. So
we're here. You make sure you guys come
y'all
back.
Y'all got that?
December 7th.
Okay.
Same. Perfect. Same time. We won't be late next time.
Promise.
Okay.
I won't be like,
can't make you promise. Never
mind. See, I wasn't gonna say nothing. I was gonna let you slide.
No,
with
but
it.
You know,
we were late. Shit.
We used to always be late. For real. Like always.
Shit. Yeah. The only reason why we're not late because we got Jay Boogie keeping us on P's and Q's.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, guys. All right. So, Grown and Sexy R&B Live. Thank you for joining.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Take care. See y'all next week.
Bye.